That which I have prepared to give to you today, my brethren and sisters, is directed primarily to the home teachers of the church and those who direct their work. Much has been given to us as to the importance of the family, both in time and eternity. Much has been given during this conference, these conference sessions, about the family and the home and the importance of it, as indicated by those who have spoken. The very essence of divine government, we are told, is fatherhood and the recognition of family relationship. The church itself exists to exalt the family. President Joseph F. Smith told us the very foundation of the kingdom of God, of righteousness, of progress, of development, of eternal life, and eternal increase in the kingdom of God is laid in the divinely ordained home. President Harold B. Lee has said very recently, the most important of the Lord's work will be that which is done within our own homes. We are told that that each family in the church is really a kingdom of our government within it. The father, by virtue of the priesthood of God that has been bestowed upon him, is the head of that government. This is what constitutes patriarchal office in the family. Originally, it was the only government on the earth and was passed down from Adam to his descendants. Eventually, as society became more complex, the manner of governing the people of the earth had to be changed. But as far as the church is concerned, the same order exists within the family as God set it up originally with Father Adam. And this same order will extend into the eternities. End quote. The importance of the family was emphasized to the prophet Joseph Smith even before the church was organized. The Lord revealed to him a plan by which the priesthood was to watch over the church. They were instructed to visit the house of each member and exhort them to pray vocally and in secret and attend to all family duties. He told the teachers to watch over the church always and be with and strengthen them and see that there was no iniquity in the church, neither hardness with each other, neither lying or backbiting or evil speaking, and see that the church meets together often and also see that they do their duty. From that time forward, to a degree, all homes in the church have been visited monthly. This was known as ward teaching. In September of 1961, home teaching was introduced to the church. This differed from ward teaching in that greater emphasis was placed upon watching over the family rather than just making a monthly visit to each family. Instructions were given that the duty of the home teacher is to keep in touch with the family, to watch over them, to contact them in whatever manner it was necessary in order that they may watch over them. We were told that home teaching is not just a one visit a month to every home, but that home teaching is never done. We're to have concern for these families every day as long as they are assigned to us. The one visit, of course, a month to a family is very important, but it is only one means of contact as we watch over the families of the church. On the occasion of the instructions of the official introduction of home teaching program to the church, President Marion Romney gave some wonderful suggestions and challenges and opportunities to the home teachers in these words: "Through the program of priesthood correlation, we bearers of the priesthood must increase our efforts to encourage, teach, and inspire the saints to become partakers of the divine nature through obedience to the sanctifying principles of the gospel. We are performing far below our potential in these matters." Now, priesthood correlation, as we are using the term here, contemplates that all that is being done in ward teaching and contemplates all that is being done in ward teaching and much more. It unites under one undertaking many activities. It requires the attention be given to every member of the family particularly to those who need special encouragement in living the gospel. It means much more than the perfunctory visit once a month. It includes periodic visits to every family of two priesthood bearers, laboring with the Melchizedek priesthood bearers, the Father, in building spiritual and temporal strength, laboring with inactive and average members of the Aaronic priesthood youth, activating and bringing to full church participation members of the Aaronic priesthood adult and their families, now known as prospective elders, fellowshipping and bringing into full activity recent converts, new arrival, and all inactive church members. Encourage all parents and other family heads to maintain genuine Latter-day Saint homes in which are practiced and taught the sanctifying principles of the gospel. It will be the responsibility of the home teacher, President Romney continues, to encourage parents to make sure that the infants are blessed, that children are baptized at 8 years of age, that boys are worthy and qualified to be ordained to the office of the priesthood when 12 years of age, and that they are ordained, that they move through the priesthood in proper order, that candidates for marriage are properly taught the importance and sanctity of temple marriage and the church standards which will qualify them for it, that they will be married in the temple. It is their responsibility to know the available church activities for each family member and encourage them to avail themselves of them, such as sacrament meeting, state conference, and other activities of the priesthood and auxiliary organizations, such as genealogy and temple work and so on, end quote. This is really watching over the church. Now, after 11 years of home teaching, however, I'm afraid we are really still mostly just doing ward teaching. We are still prodding the priesthood home teachers to hurry up and get your home teaching done. The month's nearly over. Even now, the home teacher has heard you say, if I really had a message to take to my families, I think I could do my home teaching. These things indicate we really don't have the vision of watching over the church. We might have a good record of percentages of homes visited each month, but the real test is, are we affecting the lives of the individual members of the families for good through our contacts? Are we respecting the sacred nature of the family unit by working with and through the fathers? Do we sit down with the fathers as often as we need? Do we listen to him? Do we encourage and praise and otherwise uplift him? Our calling and opportunity as home teachers are to watch over and strengthen the family, the fathers of the families. The Lord expects fathers and mothers first to teach the gospel to their families in the regular family home evening, and then daily as teaching opportunity arises. Home teachers may be asked to assist on special occasions. We have been counseled that the family presided over by the priesthood holder is the basic church unit. We know as home teachers, the order of the priesthood requires us to work with the family through the presiding authority of the family, the father. The father should be recognized in his position. The Lord holds him responsible for the righteous functions of his family in relation to the church, to other church units, and for the conducting of the family into eternal life. The home teacher working with and through the father strengthens his role and his responsibility. Our thought as home teachers should always be, how can I help the father under my fathers under my care magnify their priesthood by fully accepting their responsibility as patriarchs of their families? We might put much effort into working with individuals in a family and eventually reach a child, but our real challenge is to work with the fathers to strengthen him and that he might lead the entire family to celestial glory. President Joseph F. Smith said regarding the right of the father, there is no higher authority in matters relating to the family organization, and especially where that organization is presided over by one holding the higher priesthood, than that of a father. The patriarchal order of divine is of divine origin and will continue through time and eternity. There is then a particular reason why men, women, and children should understand this order and this authority in the household of the people of God. and seek to make of it what God intended to be, the qualification and preparation for the highest exaltation of his children. In the home, the presiding authority is always vested in the father. In all home affairs and family matters, there is no other authority paramount. End quote. There is a great need for a fresh new look at ourselves as home teachers. How can we more nearly accomplish that which was intended by the Lord in the revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith? I think President Lee has sounded the note to us, to the regional representatives it was last April, when he said this: maybe the home teacher should be charged more clearly to describe his mission, to watch over and strengthen, to see that members do their duty. They think themselves as teachers of the gospel message only. Maybe we ought to be calling them guardians or sentinels, and to report their stewardship to the fathers of the ward. We must do something to change the emphasis from teaching to guardians, watching over the church kind of a concept. Until we get this in our minds, we are not going to do the kind of home teaching that will get the results. End quote. We need at once to catch the spirit of what President Lee has said and become priesthood guardians, priesthood watchmen, rather than teachers of the gospel only. We need to make sure that home teachers are not guilty of, after having made a one monthly visit to each family, that they sit back, relax, feel good about it, and declare their home teaching done. Remember, home teaching is never done. Rex Reeves, one of the regional representatives of the 12, said this on the same occasion: priesthood home teachers must think in terms of needs of families, not just taking a message. When the priesthood home teacher can see souls, not just homes to visit, and when he can feel the need of individuals, and in his heart, when he can love them and has a yearning to help, he can give courage to struggling souls as they climb the ladder homeward in these perilous times. Priesthood home teaching is not just another program of the church, something to get done so that we can send in a report. It is a principle of action, the vehicle by which all the programs of the church are taken to the families and the individuals. And in addition, it has the power to bless and guide and strengthen souls. End quote. When the stake presidents and bishops and priesthood leaders generally get the real concept and the feeling of home teaching, and let it become a vehicle in which we can take all church programs to the families and the individuals, when families and individuals come to properly recognize the work of the home teachers, we will be able to give a much better account of ourselves in watching over the church. The first presidency, a good many years ago, stated, "The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place in fulfilling its essential functions." May we better fulfill the assignment as home teachers by becoming guardians and watchmen over the families of the church, and then and thus strengthen them, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.